DC school gives four-year-olds anti-racism fist book. Tells them to single out family with racist beliefs. By Brecken Eftis on May 2, 2022. Janney Elementary School in Washington, D.C. scheduled an anti-racism fight club event for pre-K through third grade. Teaching children as young as four, it's not your fault for having white privilege, but it is your fault if you choose to ignore it. As we sit here today, racism is still woven into the fabric of our homes, communities, schools, government, economic system, healthcare, and so much more, the Fist Book for Kids states. As a matter of fact, it would be difficult to find one facet of our society where racism does not exist. White supremacy isn't the shark, it's the ocean, it continues. Children receive the Fist Book as part of this work to continue the dialogue at school and home, according to a letter from school principal Danielle Singh, which links to a presentation by Doyne Richards, the anti-racism fight club purveyor. Richards' Fist Book for Kids was used to teach small children that white people are a part of a society that benefits them in almost every instance, continuing that it's as if white people walk around with an invisible force field because they hold all of the power in America. We recognize that anytime we engage topics such as race and equity, we may experience a variety of emotions, Singh's letter continued. This is a normal part of the learning and growing process. As a school community, we want to continue the dialogue with our students and understand this is just the beginning. Emphasis added. The Fist Book tells children that it's not your fault for having white privilege, but it is your fault if you choose to ignore it. A common idea among critical race theorists who seek to indoctrinate children into the social activist class from a young age. Indeed, anti-racism, a term used to surreptitiously refer to critical race theory, isn't a spectator sport, as it requires of its adherents being loud, uncomfortable, confrontational and visible to ensure change is made. The book asked the young children to look into themselves to find racism, which requires true soul searching, but is, after all, the first step in becoming an anti-racist. Critical race theorists also commonly attempt to sow division between parents and their children, and Richards' book appears to be no different in a section called, How to Deal with Racism from Loved Ones. Just because someone is older than you doesn't mean that they're right all of the time, it states. If someone doesn't believe that people should be treated equally based on the color of their skin, then they are the problem. Parents need to stop making excuses for the behavior if they truly believe in anti-racism. In this, critical race theorists try to suggest children question the morals of their parents by defining them as racist unless they are anti-racist. In other words, one's parents are racist unless they are leftist political activists. Who in your family has racist beliefs? It asks the children. Do you think you can change their ways? What is your strategy for dealing with them? According to Fox News, the original Fist Book, perhaps meant for an older audience, says that your feelings about Colin Kaepernick serve as a great barometer of how you would feel about Dr. King, and that if the police don't murder citizens without penalty, then the riots/looting don't happen. If you hate Kaepernick now, you'd hate Dr. King if he was alive today, it says. And do you know what's funny? In 50 years from now, white people will probably talk glowingly of Kaepernick as they are with Dr. King now. Stop using his quotes to benefit your racism. According to the school, the original Fist Book was not given to students, yet described the book they were given as part of a joyful and rigorous academic experience to Fox News and ensured that D.C. Public Schools is committed to advancing educational equity. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at BreckenFtis.